In a summer of cinematic remakes and adaptations, The Bourne Identity is the latest. It started as a Robert Ludlum spy novel, then it became a made-for-TV movie starring Richard Chamberlain in the title role. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says Hollywood has gotten its hands on the story.
Imagine waking up one morning with the action reflexes of Bruce Lee, the driving skills of Mario Andretti, and the climbing ability of Spider-Man. On the downside, you have no idea who you are, how you got those enviable skills, or why a bunch of people are trying to kill you.
I'm not making this up.
That's the starting point for The Bourne Identity, an espionage thriller based loosely on Robert Ludlum's 1980 novel. The film is an entertainment that really entertains, and a lot of the credit goes to director Doug Liman.
I can tell you that our waitress is left-handed, and the guy sitting up at the counter weighs 215 pounds and knows how to handle himself. I know the best place to look for a gun is the cab of the gray truck outside. And at this altitude, I can run flat out for a half mile before my hands start shaking. Now, why would I know that?
Liman is one of the bright lights of independent filmmaking. He created charming characters in Swingers, and he made the uneven film Go, well, Go. Liman was an unusual pick to direct a major studio secret agent movie, the kind of film that usually ends up as stodgy and stiff as Spy Game. The opposite has happened here, as Liman has successfully fused elements from both of his previous features to come up with a brisk action film that's character-driven.
Whatever we do, we have to do it together. We have to be...
Marie? The only thing we had in common was that neither one of us knew who you were. We passed the...
Marie, listen to me! The police will find us, and the people who took that picture in the embassy, the people who killed Rumbosi, they are going to come here and they are going to kill us.
The people who you work for...
I will take you wherever you need to go.
Bourne is played by Matt Damon. He winds up in Zurich, where he meets a beautiful young vagabond played by Franca Potent, the Lola of Run Lola Run. She reluctantly drives him to Paris, where circumstances conspire to keep the two of them together as Bourne tries to survive the nonstop attempts on his life, as well as piece together exactly what that life is. In Liman's hands, this well-worn scenario takes on unexpected sparkle. For one thing, the director is so good at the mechanics of action that they don't feel like mechanics.
So...
What?
We got a bump coming up.
Yeah?
Bourne moves along smartly on its own momentum, erupting in vivid moments of surprise to draw us further into its orbit. Liman has his actors deliver their lines in an intense but low-key way that makes the unlikely proceedings feel so real that even Damon and Potent come across as people we might actually know. The acting in The Bourne Identity is good across the board, but it's the pairing of Damon as an earnest, likable teddy bear and Potent as the woman who's attracted to him against her better judgment that's especially successful. While interpersonal relationships in espionage films seldom rise above the immaturity of James Bond, in the hands of Doug Liman and his actors, The Bourne Identity delivers a romance that's both tentative and tender. It may be a small touch for an action film, but it's a vital one.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for The Los Angeles Times.